evening, listeners. I am Pastor Omoit Amos in the studio. Today we want to thank God that he has given us opportunity. We have our brother Joe with us. We have Elijah here with us. Maybe they just greet us and then I hand over to Joe to proceed with the word of God.
Yes, thank you so much. Good evening, dear listeners. Praise the name of the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity right now. This is a day that the Lord has made that you should rejoice and be glad in it. What a wonderful opportunity. God has a blessing for you today. Dear listeners, I want you not to touch the dial and put anything aside because this moment is for you. I'm called Werebere Elijah Omoit, a blessing to be here.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this time that you brought us in the studio. We thank you for our dear brother Joe. We thank you for the message that you have laid on his heart, even as he presented. Let it be a blessing to your people. Lord, may you help your people to know you. Release your anointing and wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen,
amen. Brother Joe, you're welcome.
Oh, amen. So glad to be here in Uganda, brothers and sisters. And as Pastor Amos said, I'm Brother Joe. I'm just a brother in Christ, like you're a brother or sister in Christ. I'm just Joe, no title. And it's so wonderful to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, if you have repented of your sinful ways, made good changes in your life to please God and do His will, I know that you too are filled with that mighty, powerful Holy Spirit. And so today, what we're going to look at is the greatest sermon ever produced. And that's because Jesus did it. And it's called the Sermon on the Mount. So we're going to start reading in chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm going to ask Elijah to start reading the passage.
The Bible says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. His disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
All right, so brothers and sisters, what this means is they're not proud. They're humble and they know they need help. And they will receive help from the Lord.
The Bible says in verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
Comforted, yes, brothers and sisters. Blessed are the mourner, people that someone has wronged, in particular a Christian. They don't take vengeance. They let God to take care of the problem, and he does.
"Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
What this is saying when he says that they will inherit the earth, they will judge during the 1,000-year reign.
"Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
Amen, brothers and sisters. You know, the word is clear that the word of God and understanding the word of God is better than having pearls, all kinds of riches. And so if you're one like I know Pastor Amos is and Elijah myself, we thirst for the word of God. We want to understand. If you ask him for understanding and you desire it and you seek it, he will give it to you, brothers and sisters. You'll be enriched. And then you go and bless all the people that God puts in front of you. Now, you're not going to preach to everyone you meet. You're not going to teach Jesus to everyone you meet. Only the ones that God has worked on already. And the Holy Ghost will put it on your heart when to do it and who it is. And then you need to act.
The Bible says in verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy."
Man, brothers and sisters, this is so critical. You know, we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. We do. If you're saved today, that's how you know you have Jesus in you. Because if you're a believer and you have the Holy Spirit, you've repented of your sinful ways, you're going to have the love of Jesus in you. And you're going to have that mercy for your brother and sister who's in need of food, clothes, whatever it is. And you're going to help them. And if you're not doing that, then you need to examine yourself. That means you haven't repented. And that means you don't have the Holy Spirit. But prodigal son backslides to the point where the Holy Spirit's choked out of him and he gets to come back. You just need to know that you've got to run the race to win, not just to finish it, all right?
The Bible says in verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
Man, so what this means is you must have a pure heart to be saved. And again, it's all about love. If you have Jesus in your heart, you're going to have that love.
Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
This one is pretty period point blank. You need to be a peacemaker, not someone who's an instigator. You've got to have the fruits of the Spirit, brothers and sisters. If you have the fruits of the Spirit, you're going to be a peacemaker. You're going to have joy in your heart. You're going to have love, gentleness, kindness, faith. You will have all of the fruits of the Spirit if you are saved today.
And verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Man, it's actually saying to rejoice in your heart if you get persecuted. And there's lots of persecution everywhere, Israel, Uganda, America, everywhere that I've been. Know this, that Jesus has your back. And anybody that wrongs you, God will take vengeance on them.
Amen. And verse 11, dear listeners, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. The Bible says in verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they all persecuted the prophets who were before you.
You got to keep your sights on heavenly things, not earthly things that rust, tarnish, get stolen. Your heavenly mansion and all these heavenly blessings that you're earning. And I say earning because we work for the Lord. We are servants of God. Paul says he's a bondservant of the Lord. That is a slave, brothers and sisters. And he is our master. And he expects us to go out and bear fruit. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, and God gives the increase. And that is the Holy Spirit. But we all have to take part in bringing others to Christ. That's part of your mission in life. It's not just obedience, but it's also bringing others to Christ. And you're going to get persecuted. But he says, rejoice in your heart because your words are astronomical. We can't even imagine how great they are. Brothers and sisters, you got to understand, he blesses us here on earth as well. But the blessings in heaven are far better. So keep your sights on heavenly things and keep climbing that ladder to paradise. Amen? Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
Amen. So brothers and sisters, listen to this very carefully. As many, many people think they cannot lose their salvation. They think they cannot lose the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, that flavor that the salt has, if you lose the flavor, you're good for nothing. All right. If you lose that Holy Spirit, you're good for nothing. And the only way you're going to do that, God knows we're going to make mistakes. We are to practice righteousness. Okay. Be holy. I am holy. That's what we're to do. But he knows you're going to make mistakes. All right. But what he doesn't want is he doesn't want you to backslide. And backsliding is going back, sinning the way you did before you were saved. And that's when the seed is falling onto the thorns and you choke the Holy Spirit out of you with lust and riches. Okay? But if that's happened to you, brothers and sisters, you got to remember the prodigal son is a perfect example of that. And God receives him in open arms. And he puts a ring on his finger, a robe, and he has a big celebration. And he said, my son was dead and is alive again.
Amen.
Again, brothers
Amen.
And sisters. And so, brothers and sisters, I want to take this opportunity for you to examine yourself. And if that's you, or maybe you've never been saved before, Pastor Amos is here to lead you into a prayer of repentance to come into the kingdom or come back to the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. So Pastor Amos, please bring these people to Christ.
Thank you so much, Brother Joe. Thank you for such a powerful message. The word of God has been clear to you, listeners. We know God has given him the word, the Sermon on the Mountain. This message was presented to the multitude, and you are part of the multitude that Jesus has been speaking to through Brother Joe. And to take this opportunity now to pray with people who are saying, yes, Pastor, yes, I have listened to Brother Joe preaching. I want to give my life to Christ. You can pray this prayer together with me. You can say, dear Lord Jesus, I open my heart. I come to you. May you come in my heart. I confess my sins. I repent of all my sins. I ask you to wash me with your blood. Today, I welcome you to be my Lord and to be my Savior. Today, I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I ask you, Father, to send your Holy Spirit to come into my heart and lead me in this new life. Thank you, Father. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth. I turn away from my wicked ways. I repent of all my sins. May you come in and be my Lord and be my Savior. Today, I accept you to be my Lord and to be my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, listeners, there are those who have prayed that prayer. We want to encourage you. We want to encourage you to look for a Bible-believing teaching church where they will read for you the Bible, they will teach you the Word of God, because all the scriptures are God's breath. And the Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16-17, that all scriptures are God's breath and is profitable for teaching, for correction, for rebuking, for training, so that a man of God may be thoroughly equipped, lacking nothing. So we encourage you to read the Bible. You now belong to the family of God, and we want to encourage you, continue to pray. And I want to take this time and ask Elijah to pray for people, that they will go to the right church, that the Holy Spirit will lead them to a true fellowship.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you for those listeners who have listened to your word right now. Father, will you guide our paths? Father, without your leadership, yes, we get lost. But because of you, we find a path to move. Father, that brother, that sister who has listened to this message today, whom you love so much, oh God, I pray that, Lord, you guide them into the right place, Lord, that they will be rich. Father, we come against any demonic spirits or any powers that leads them astray. We cast it all out in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, may you be their leader. May you move with them, O Lord God. That, Father, at the end of this whole journey, that they may not miss eternal life with you in heaven. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jude, you have some last word of encouragement.
As Pastor almost said, if you don't have a Bible, you need to get one. You have to read the Bible. If you're not reading the Word of God, the body will take over. And so you need to read the Bible every day. And you need to pray every day. They go hand in hand, brothers and sisters. And that will keep you on track to heaven. And that will keep you running the race to win and not just to finish. So take my word for this. You must read the Bible every day and pray up every day and keep the love of Jesus in your heart. And we'll all be together in heaven someday. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also, don't forget to, if you have YouTube, please follow. I've been blessed by Brother Joe's sermons, and it's Brothers Joe.
Well, I have a podcast. It's called Brother Joe, and the YouTube video is Just Joe, No Title. I give all glory to God. It's not me. It's totally Holy Spirit driven, and so you will be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.